Father, we thank you this morning. We exalt you. Thank you, mighty Lord. You are good. You are kind. Thank you for your mercy and your grace over us. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Glory, honor, adoration unto you. You are good. You are kind. Thank you, mighty Lord. We worship you. You are worthy to be praised for this new month of June. You are good, O Lord. You are good unto us. Lord, we worship you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Thank you, righteous Father. For you, the Lord, you are good. You have made us glad. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Glory, honor, adoration is returned unto you. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy, Lord. We honor you, Lord. And Lord, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will release your blessing. You will release peace. You will release grace upon us this month in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 1st of June, 2026. Let me be the first to wish you a happy new month. I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak over this month that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, stand on the word of the Lord and speak concerning the days in the month of June that I sent the word of the Lord into you. I redeem this month by the blood of Jesus. I suspend every evil activity over this month. In the name of Jesus, every programmed accident, every programmed evil into this month of June, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I take prophetic stand over this month. I prophesy blessing. I prophesy testimony. I prophesy peace into the days of this month. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon my life. This month, I receive my portion of blessing. In the name of Jesus, I stand in the presence of the Lord and I legislate the blessings of God over this month of June, over my life. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every evil word spoken into this month, every evil agenda for this month of June. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Any evil that is programmed into you, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Oh, any weapon that is put together to stand against me, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, the Lord arise on my behalf. In the name of Jesus, the Lord arise and fight for me. This month of June, oh, every mountain that is set in you is brought down. In the name of Jesus, I declare peace. I declare mercy. In the name of Jesus, the peace of God is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy the blessings of the Lord upon me. In the name of Jesus, I speak over this month of June. You are a month that the Lord has made for me. In the name of Jesus, I will stand and rejoice. Enjoy the peace of God. Enjoy the blessings of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord is my portion. The blessings of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the banner of the Lord over me, over my household. The banner of the Lord over me is love, is protection. In the name of Jesus, every coming together that will not sponsor the grace of God upon me, you are scattered. Every hands joined together to bring delay over my life, you are scattered. In the name of Jesus, every coming together to affirm wickedness over my life, you are scattered. Every coming together to promote wickedness over my life, you are scattered. In the name of Jesus, this month of June, you are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. You are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, this month of June, you are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. You are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. You are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. As I go out, as I come in, I am under the cover of the blood of Jesus. In the name of of Jesus. As I go out, the Lord preserve me. The Lord preserve my going out and my coming in the name of Jesus. The Lord preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, no evil will befall me. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God is my keeper. The Lord is my shade. Upon my right hand, the sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will preserve me. The Lord preserve me from all evil. The Lord preserve me, preserve my household. The Lord preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. In Jesus' name, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Once again, let me welcome you into this beautiful month of June, and let me wish you a happy new month. The hand of the Lord is upon you. The grace of the Lord is upon your life. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Before I pray for those that are born in the month of June, I want us to present the situation of this nation before the Lord. The Father, arise concerning this nation. In the name of Jesus, especially for these children that are in captivity, Lord, arise all over Nigeria. Lord, arise and intervene. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you will uproot this enterprise of wickedness in Nigeria. You will uproot them. In the name of Jesus, you will dethrone wickedness in Nigeria. Father, arise. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord, though that Nigeria will not become an habitation of cruelty. Arise, Lord. Arise, Lord, for the cause of your name. Lord, arise for the cause of the righteous. Arise, O God, and uproot this wickedness. Arise, O God, in the name of Jesus, deliver this precious ones. In the name of Jesus, all over Nigeria, in the bushes, in the forest, where these wicked people have taken them hostage, Lord, you will arise and you will deliver them. In the name of Jesus, deliver them, O God. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want to encourage you. Pray for Nigeria. Pray for this nation, that the hand of the Lord will be upon this nation in the name of Jesus. Anytime I think of these precious ones that are in the camp of this evil one, I cannot even imagine what they are going through physically, psychologically, what is happening to them. Let us keep praying that the Lord will uproot this wicked enterprise in Nigeria in the name of Jesus. I want to bless those that are born in the month of June, from the first day to the 30th day in the month of June. Wherever your birthday is, if you are born in the first day of June, let me be the first to wish you happy birthday. And for those that your birthday is within the month of June, I am sending my birthday wishes to you ahead. The blessings of the Lord is upon you in the name of Jesus. The grace of God is upon you. This new year you are starting opens a new chapter of blessing for you in the name of Jesus. This your new year, you will experience God in a new dimension. As you hand over to the Lord in faith, as you surrender unto him to take charge of your life, the Lord surprise you abundantly. The Lord fights your battle in the name of Jesus. Your provision is released in the name of Jesus. Your testimony this year will be better in the name of Jesus. The Lord fight for you in the name of Jesus. The Lord establish his covenant of blessing upon your life. Whosoever blesses you is blessed. Whosoever stand against you will be stand against. Whosoever curses you is cursed. Whosoever favor you will receive that favor in sevenfold in the name of Jesus. As a matter of fact, you become a source of blessing. You become a source of joy in the name of Jesus. This year is a year of blessing. I speak into your time. I speak into your past into your present and into your future. Anything that the enemy has invested into your time is taken away. Any wickedness, vengeance that is credited into your timeline is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. This is the month of June, and by the grace of God, our anchor scripture is going to come from the book of Psalm, Psalm 46, the whole Psalm from verse 1 to verse 11. But we are going to be dwelling on verse 10. Let me read from verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be moved, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake and its swelling, there is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations range, the kingdoms are moved. He utter his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots in the fire. Be still, verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nation. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Praise God. Our focus is in that verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted among the heathen. Before I put the blessings of the Lord upon you today, be Monday and the first day of the month, I want to give you a brief word from this word. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am your God. Yes, you have tried. We know. You know you have tried. Now is the time for you to let go and let God take the wheel. Let the Lord take charge. Let go of trying to control the outcome. Let go of trying to control the outcome. This is the time for you to step back and see what the Lord is going to do for you. Declare that I choose to be still. Stand in faith, affirming his word over your life, affirming the prophecies that has been spoken concerning you. Be still and know that the Lord is ready to fight for you. I want you to understand that when standing still, the aim is not just peace. The aim is not just victory or blessings. The goal of you standing still here is for you to know him, see him, and develop your faith in him. All others that will be added to you, others like victory, peace, blessings, all others that you are looking for are just the byproduct. The aim of you standing still here is for you to know the Lord, to have a relationship with him, to have faith in him, that your feet will stand strong, solid in him, that you be able to believe that God is my very present help in times of need, that no matter what, that even if the world and mountain is moved, the Lord my God is with me. The Lord my God is with me. So they are all just the byproducts. The aim is your trust. Develop your faith in him. Therefore, beloved, let go of the noise. Turn to God through your feet. Cease all your self-effort. Quiet the noise in your soul so that you can hear him speak to you, so that you can develop in your trust in him. The Lord God is ready to fight for you. Be still and know that I am your God. Be still and know that I am your God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted upon the earth. The Lord is ready to show himself strong on your behalf in this month of June. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I speak the blessings and the word of the Lord over your life as you go. This new month, the Lord God fight for you in the name of Jesus. The Lord fight for you in ways that is beyond your imagination, that is beyond human imaginations, in the name of Jesus. Mountains that are higher than you, that you cannot climb, you cannot even surmount them, the Lord clear them off for you in the name of Jesus. I speak over your life in this month of June. The Lord is your defense. The Lord is your refuge. He hides you under his wings. No evil will befall you in the name of Jesus. The Lord send you help from his presence. The Lord become your very present help in the days, all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus, you receive the blessings of men. You receive the help of the Lord through the blessings of men. In the name of Jesus, in scarcity, the Lord give you help. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord is upon you. In the name of Jesus, the voice of the Lord scatter the gathering of the wicked concerning your life. In the name of Jesus. Verse 9 of that Psalm 46 says, he makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots in the fire. Over your life, the Lord stretch out his mighty hand over you. The Lord causes war to cease in your life. In the name of Jesus, the Lord break the bow and cut the spear in sunder. The Lord burn the chariots of wickedness over your life. In the name of Jesus, so much more that their enterprise is rooted out of your life. In the name of Jesus, they are rooted out of your life forever. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God arise and fight for this nation, that the enterprise of the wicked is uprooted, that their throne is broken into pieces. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go out today, this week, and this month. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be merciful unto you. The Lord be gracious unto you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, remember, of all these things that we've been saying, what is important is for you to make it when the rapture sound, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. And once again, Happy New Month.